Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Warren Kampf of the 157th Legislative District in Chester and Montgomery Counties. Representative Kampf, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about saving money at the school district level recently. Everyone's concerned about increasing costs and also increasing burden on taxpayers. And there's some legislation that you've sponsored that could help to address this problem. What's going on with this? What would this legislation do?
This is what I'm calling a school construction cost reduction bill. You know, listeners may know that under current law in Pennsylvania, anytime schools do any construction project more than $20,000, they must pay something called a prevailing wage. And that wage, which is paid to all the construction workers on the project, is set by a bureaucrat in Harrisburg rather than just by the bidding in the marketplace. And usually the costs go up for that construction work by about, say, 10%, maybe as high as 20 or 25%, depending on where you are in the state. But this kind of a rule, which I think if folks are able to rely on the marketplace, there would be a savings. This kind of a rule is a burden on our school districts and therefore on our taxpayers. What my bill does is it automatically opts out of this prevailing wage rule, and only if they would vote in favor of it would they have to pay the prevailing wage or have the law applied to them. So it's an automatic opt-out, but it gives them the right, if they would like to pay that prevailing wage that's set in Harrisburg.
And I suppose this really comes down to reducing those state mandates that are costing our taxpayers money.
Yeah, and what I would like folks to think about is the school districts are definitely having a hard time meeting budgets. And some of that is because of the economy, but a lot of it is because of rules or mandates that are applied by Harrisburg and Washington. And what I'd like to do is give them a toolkit. And this bill is one of the tools that they can use to try to reduce costs. I think others are reducing the burden that state and school district pensions apply to our school districts. There's a rule that says that school districts cannot furlough workers or teachers in tough economic times. I think a rule like that should be taken off the books. And some of these things I hope will come up in the form of legislation in the near term so that we can hand our school districts some tools that they can use to reduce the burden on taxpayers and continue to focus on educating our children.
There's also been some legislation that's before the Consumer Affairs Committee recently that would deal with pipelines in Pennsylvania, particularly those pipelines that carry natural gas, which is, of course, a growing industry in our state. What's going on with this? Why is this important?
Well, I sit on the Consumer Affairs Committee in the House, and actually this morning we had a hearing on a bill pending in the State House that would improve the inspection rules for our natural gas pipelines. You know, a lot of townships all around the state have pipelines running through them, and currently with the federal government and with the state government, only interstate, meaning the ones that cross state lines, pipelines are inspected by a federal or a state certified inspector. And the non-interstate, the ones that are within the state borders, are inspected only by the companies that own them. They do have an incentive to make sure that the pipelines are operating safely and well, but I think it's a good idea, and this legislation does just this. It requires the state to inspect those intrastate or inside the state lines. It's in front of the Consumer Affairs Committee. We're probably going to vote on it in a couple of weeks. And with the natural gas development that's going on in Pennsylvania in these boom times for that, it's a good time for this legislation.
Representative Kampf, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Warren Kampf.